Lee Valley Walk 2, Ponder's End to Tottenham Hale. Introduction.
Welcome to the Lee Valley Walk. 50 miles of waterside walking. All the way could take a week. But there's a Greater London section with one or two good days walking to get you fit for the real thing. The route takes in marinas, marshy nature reserves and historic sites. So, get out there, start walking and have a great time.
Walk 2 starts at Ponder's End Station and finishes at Tottenham Hale, a distance of 4 miles, or you can continue on Walk 3 to Clapton. The River Lee joins the Lee Navigation on this walk, so you are sure to see birds and dragonflies on the water. Places of interest along this section are the reservoirs, Wright's Flour Mill and Tottenham Marshes. You will find your route well marked. Just keep looking out for the Lee Valley Walk logo of the swan on the signage. There are picnic places along the way and refreshments at the Navigation Inn at Ponder's End. The six walks average just over 2.5 miles, and the directions given run from north to south. They are all accessible by public transport, so you can get there easily and also break off at any time, taking advantage of the extensive transport network. The London Connections map has information about the underground and suburban railway lines, so a copy is very useful. Or look at the Transport for London's website, www.tfl.gov.uk. For events on this and the other strategic walks, visit the Walk London website, www.walklondon.org.uk. This walk crosses some of the other strategic walks on its route, which you might like to follow or to take a note of for another day. Have a look at the other routes on the Walk London website. The walks will take on a different character as the seasons change and also at different times of the day and days of the week, so listen and watch out for these changes. Each walk and almost each area has a different character. The whole walk is relatively flat and level, but there are some steep cobbled ramps over waterways and locks. Some sections are not suitable for wheelchairs and pushchairs, and there are some stiles and kissing gates, which are currently being adapted. Although cyclists share much of the same route with walkers, pedestrians have priority. Nevertheless, listen and watch out for the bicycles. Oh, and before you start, let's clear up the matter of Lee, spelt L-E-E, and Lee, spelt L-E-A, the two ways of spelling the name of this route. The correct title is Lee, spelt L-E-A, Valley Walk, but the authority that promotes it is the Lee, spelt L-E-E, Valley Park. After years of dispute about the spelling, it was settled that natural features such as the river would be spelt L-E-A and the man-made features L-E-E. Simple really, isn't it? Ponder's End Station to Pickett's Lock. This walk is 4 miles, that's nearly 6.5 kilometres, and at a leisurely pace of 2.5 miles an hour should take around 1 hour 36 minutes. From Ponder's End Station, use the footbridge to cross the main road, then walk along Wharf Road and cross the concrete bridge to start the walk along the towpath. Ponder's End, which gets its name from the family who lived here in the 14th century, has importance in the history of the 19th century Industrial Revolution. Sir Joseph Swan invented the light bulb here in 1886, and in 1892 the thermos flask was developed by Sir James Dewar. There is a plaque commemorating these inventors and their very useful inventions on the building opposite the Granville Tavern. At Ponder's End, there are the vast embankments of the reservoirs on the left. Pass under the A110 Lee Valley Road, which separates the King George V and William Girling reservoirs, another in the chain of 13. Go past another lock and under Wharf Road. Off this road is a former pumping station, now the Navigation Inn. This is a former Metropolitan Board pumping station. In the early 19th century, the Thames was very polluted with sewage, so cholera outbreaks were common. In 1858, the newly formed Metropolitan Board of Works began building 85 miles of sewers and pumping stations to improve the situation. Also off this road is Wright's Flour Mill, which is mentioned in the Doomsday Book and still produces flour to this day. G.R. Wright and Sons were established in 1867, and in the 19th century annual production was around 1,000 tonnes. Today, that amount can be produced in less than a week. The mills were originally powered by a backwater of the River Lee, but the water was cut off in 1913 when the nearby King George V Reservoir was constructed. The machinery was then converted to electricity. Ponders End Station can be reached along Wharf Road. The River Lee joins the navigation just after Wharf Road. Continue past a footbridge over the navigation. Pass by the Lee Valley Athletic Centre and Golf Course, which can be seen beyond the navigation to the right, before Pickett's Lock. Pickett's Lock to Tottenham Hale Station. Pickett's Lock is the site of the £16 million Lee Valley Athletic Centre, the newest training facility in the south of England. Look out for some Olympic and Paralympic hopefuls there. The riverside path runs parallel to a sewage works, going under the A406 North Circular and past more industrial estates. Take care here, as a small section is accessible to cars, and under Chalk Bridge. The small Banbury Reservoir looms to the left. Remain on the towpath to Stonebridge Lock, crossing over to the other bank here to pass Tottenham Marshes. The marshes, spanning the River Lee at Stonebridge Lock, are a large area of open grass and scrub. In 1987, Wurzel's Wormwood, a strongly smelling plant new to science, sprang up here. It flowers from late October to the first frost. The name Tottenham is also famous for football. Tottenham Hotspurs began life in 1882 when a group of football players, who were also members of the Hotspur Cricket Club, formed a football club which they called Tottenham Hotspurs. This was probably after the son of the Duke of Northumberland, Sir Henry Percy, who was nicknamed Harry Hotspur and is famous for his appearance in Shakespeare's play Henry VI, Part 1. In the 14th century, the Percy family owned much of the land in Tottenham. Hotspur's heroic and fearless fighting came to represent the character of the club. The club originally played on the public football pitches on the Tottenham Marshes, and after a few years were able to rent their own ground. In the 1920s, Tottenham Marshes had tennis courts, miniature golf, cricket, football, and an open-air swimming pool fed from the river. However, after the war, the area was neglected and used for gravel extraction and as a rubbish dump. The Lee Valley Park Authority was created by Act of Parliament in 1965 to improve the Lee Valley for people and for wildlife, and to provide opportunities for a range of leisure activities. In 1972, the authority bought Tottenham Marshes and are now improving them for nature conservation and recreation. Artists and local schools have been involved in creating ceramic information boards and pictorial maps for the site. Continue south to Tottenham Hale and the Ferry Boat Inn, keeping Pimm's Brook to the right and Lee Navigation to the left. Another complex of reservoirs lies either side of the A503 Ferry Lane Forest Road, under which the walk continues. Tottenham Hale Station can be reached at this point, or you can continue on Walk 3 to Clapton.